You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It's so dumb. So today I came in and I checked the last couple of days. If you listen to the show with any regularity, the last couple of days they've done some sort of computer upgrade.
Yeah.
And this is what I learned from our chief engineer. So that I guess every night at midnight, this computer resets itself, but it doesn't reset. Essentially, it doesn't reset preferences.
Okay.
So thereby, and heretofore, you basically got to reset all your stuff
every day.
No big deal.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal? Okay. It sounded like walking up a humongous hill.
And once you know, you know.
Okay.
It's like anything else. It's another 10 seconds. Is it annoying? Maybe. But I refuse to. One thing about me, once I know I got to do something, then I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Fine. This is what we're doing now.
Sure.
So I tested it. Three times I tested it to make sure that it would work.
Yeah. Worked every time?
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly. No problems.
And then when it was time to hit this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just decided not to turn it on.
Oh, my God.
So it was still screwed up.
Well.
But, yeah, we're here. It's good.
Tracks for what the week was.
Are you ready? I had dreams last night.
Why?
About your...
Now you're taking on the anxiety.
I think I'm a planner.
I love it.
I also had dreams about getting a new cell phone today. So
nice. I say that because I used to have a girlfriend. We're still friends. But whenever I would get nervous about something,
yeah,
she would have dreams about it. And she would get nervous for me.
I am a bit of an empath. I am something of an empath. So are you ready? Michaela's got to sing at a wedding this weekend, which is and it's really funny because it was like, of course I'll sing at your wedding on a November 22nd. Of course I will.
Yeah.
Oh, that's F1 weekend?
Damn it. I want you to know.
How much money are you losing out on?
Oh, contract.
Five figures?
Yeah.
Easily. Mm-hmm. Easily 5 figures.
I want you to... I'm dying that you said that because I would never actually say that.
Of course not. That's why I'm here.
But as I'm watching, and you know when they ask me, I didn't look up the weekend.
No,
I never do.
Why would you?
I'm like 1122, angel numbers. I'm there. You know me. I'm like, you got it, babe.
Angel numbers.
Yeah, I'm like, and on top of it.
1122. Joy,
there. Oh, and you need a DJ? We're bringing Lisa too.
Of course you are.
Between Lisa and I being gone for F1 weekend. She wants to murder me. But you know what?
I hesitate to think.
Yeah.
How much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was what I... And once again, yeah, you don't have to say it. That's why I'm here. That's why we have each other.
Yeah,
so that we can say the words that the other one cannot.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'm kicking my own butt.
Well, 6:06 on Friday morning, the 21st day of November, it became very real to me. 13 days until Toy Drive.
Oh, my God.
Monday, I already know what we're going to say for our promo over the weekend. Monday, 10 days till Toy Drive. We're practically done. Honestly.
We're honestly done.
Toy Drive is practically over. I mean.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. 2 days ago, I had to sing at Delilah. It has to do with Toy Drive.
Yes.
I was in a very vulnerable position.
Yes.
And someone came running up to me.
Were you?
No. Like a clumsy situation.
Okay.
Like I was walking through, I had finished my set. I was walking through the employee hallways to get to my car. And I can feel this. My dogs are still at that age where they're eating everything and I hate them. And as I was walking, I can feel my heel getting wobbly. And I go to look at my heel, snaps off. I'm hobbling through.
Because your dog ate your shoe.
Naturally. And as I'm hobbling through the employee hallway, I hear, "Hey, aren't you from KLUC?"
Oh, the freaking greatest.
And I went,
because that's when it happens, by the way.
Always.
It's never when you look perfect.
Never.
It's never when you're feeling great.
No.
It's always.
Look like I was doing the, what is it, morning after walk?
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm done with the set. I'm
the
just
walk
walking
of shame.
In my car. Exactly. It had been raining, so my hair was still like ugly.
You snapped a heel. You looked
snapped
the whole
a heel.
Thing.
And he goes, "You are." I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Saw your Toy Drive last year, and I'm going to be back." And I was like,
"Great."
And I love that. And he goes, "I'm bringing lots of toys.
Good to see you, pal."
I said, can I keep walking? It's nice to see you.
By the way, you don't have a tube of Gorilla Glue in your pocket because I've got this heel that I've got.
Well, that guy's excited.
If you don't mind. I mean, yeah, I'll give it back to you at Toy Drive.
Yeah.
If that would be okay by you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Friday. If it's getaway day for you, I hope your preparations go well and we get you on your way in good time. Otherwise, we'll stick around here together.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I think in some way or another we've all lived this. A Boy Scout showed up at my place the other night selling popcorn. Says Jeremy in Cadence. My wife told me a few days earlier she was solicited. They wanted $25 a bag.
Ooh.
Is that a lot? Seems like a lot.
Feels like popcorn, a lot.
For popcorn, that better be some really good popcorn.
There's a lot of butter on
like
there.
Really, or a lot of something. I don't know. But yeah. I'm not cheap, but I ain't going to eat that anyway. I lied and told the kid I already bought some. This is the beauty of, we've got a gate before you can get, we're not fancy.
Oh, I love that.
But just the way the house is set up.
Yeah.
We got a gate. You can't get to our front door.
I think that's amazing. I think you should.
And our friend across the street is like, well, and she said this for years. We've lived there for 10 years now. And she still says, you ever gonna get a Ring camera so I can just come over? No, you can text like everybody else.
Yeah.
So we don't have kids coming to our door. That's the one beautiful thing. If I see them if I see them going door to door, then honest to God, I'll ask them. I'll go, hey, what are you selling? And then I'll try. My wife and my friends, I lied and told the kid I already bought some. My wife and my friends all thought I was insensitive and should have helped the child
get
to his goal. Like you guys were talking about too. In the past, I might have just flipped him a fiver, but who carries cash?
It's true. That's true.
It's come up a couple of times this week. I'm guessing they would take Venmo, but that seems sketch too. That's the part that I worry about. Listen, I went out more times than I can count selling magazines for soccer and for baseball, because that's what I did. I played baseball in the spring, soccer in the fall. You had to go out, and it was either those candy bars, world's greatest chocolate bars that are way smaller than they used to be now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yeah, I do love them.
I love them. They're weirdly good.
By the way, when Corner Office JB comes in,
yeah.
I'll buy
I think you bought some, and that's how I had them the last time.
I buy all of them.
They're delicious.
I buy everyone he's got.
They're so good.
I buy everyone he's got, mm-hmm. and then I just give them away because, you know,
yeah,
I want to help. So I'm guessing they would take Venmo, but that seems sketch too. Yeah, neighborhood kid was talking about, yeah, we're selling magazine. And I'm like, first of all, I don't read magazines anymore. Second of all, what organization? You know, Youth for America,
yeah,
Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Am I obligated, asks Jeremy, to give money to every kid that shows up at my door? 702-364-9898, caller number 25. We will give you a $100 smart and final gift card right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Remember his stepbrothers? Pam. I just had a Jamie Janie situation.
Oh.
Jamie, right?
Yes,
Jamie.
Excellent. Fantastic. Are you obligated? Boy Scout showed up at Jeremy's place the other night selling popcorn. He lied, told the kid. Okay, is it okay? Here's the better question. I think we can all agree you're not obligated to buy whatever they're selling.
No.
Right?
No, not at all.
Okay, but is it okay to lie to the kid and tell him that you already bought some?
I would probably do that.
I'm going to say it's also okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to lie.
Between us.
Yeah.
Between us.
I hate lying, but
sure, it's okay.
Don't break the baby's heart.
Yeah, if you got five bucks, give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But if you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Michaela, you said you had a cute story.
Sorry, I bought some for my kid's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my kid's selling the same stuff you're selling. We already gave.
Yeah.
This little girl lives down the street from me. She's only like six now, but she came to my house last year on her bike. I really like this little girl, but I don't always know her deal. So she came knocking on my door. Sometimes she likes to see my dog, Rocco.
Sure.
So I opened the door and she goes, "Hi, would you like to buy these?" They were candies in like a tin jar. And I go, well,
like out of her pocket.
Yeah. So I go, well, let me look at it. And as I'm looking at it, I said, "Where do these come from?" She goes, "My grandma." And I go, "And how much do you want for it?" And she goes, "I don't know, just some money." I look.
God bless
She's
her.
Taken a bite out of every single one. I said, "Did you test these out?" She said, "Yeah, I didn't like them, so I'm going to give them to you." I said, Thank you so much. Every candy had a little tiny five-year-old bite in it. And then she was trying to sell it to me. And you know what? I gave her
$20.
That was the funniest thing
I
ever saw.
What was the punchline? $20.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
20. Did you hear that, Jamie? 20.
Entrepreneur.
She gave her a 20 for bit into candies.
I know. It was so funny.
All right. So we're all meeting at Michaela's house if we got to sell stuff. We're all going.
Yeah, she taste tested the product.
And you, by the way, have a $100 smart and final gift card just in time for Thanksgiving. So enjoy.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great
That's
day.
Amazing.
Drive safe. Hang on 1 second.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, for the record, I'm also going to slip in a horny old people story.
Oh.
For good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Animal stories and animal passion.
Oh.
You know what? Let's start with that. A couple near St. Louis met at a water aerobics class a couple of years ago.
Okay. Well, swimsuits will take you there.
And got married. They got married in the pool.
In the pool?
Yeah. 82-year-old Edward LaRue and 78-year-old Marlene Parsons. Oh, Edward and Marlene, God. Of course they are, went on that. Well, here, hang on. Ed tells it. Ed sounds a little randy and honestly sounds, I hope I sound half this good at 82.
We splashed each other in the pool.
I took her on my first date December 5th, 23. And I asked her to marry me in like August of that year. And she waited till this year to give me an answer.
But I went up to them and I said, hey, you guys met in the pool. You should get married in the pool. And I can marry you because I have a minister license. And I didn't think they would take me seriously.
Everybody's so excited. Everybody's so fired up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Marlene. Listen to Marlene again, how shy she is about we splashed each other.
We splashed each other in the pool.
Oh, Ed, you old dog, you.
You old dog, Ed.
Splashing him in that old trick. Still working.
Yeah.
Still working for Big Ed.
I love it. It gives a lot of hope for people falling in love at 82 and 78.
Big
of course,
Ed
everyone's like, come on.
Yeah, Marlene's like, bring it.
Yes.
Big dog. Yeah, and they're a water aerobics teacher. Who knew? Already ordained.
Multiple gigs.
Married in the pool.
Yep.
Cops in Albuquerque have caught a runaway pig that got loose on the interstate last week.
Oh, my God.
It's adorable. And really, I'm just doing this for the names. Whoever owned the pig that got loose did not come forward, but a couple who already had a pig wanted another one, and they saw it on the news, and so they said, yeah, well, if nobody else take him, we'll take him, and they went, sure, here, have him.
Okay.
And they named him Boris.
Oh, my God.
Right? B-O-A-R, Boris.
Yep,
and
clever.
And his new best bud's name that he's moving in with is Swinona.
I love it.
I knew you would.
Swinona.
Like I said,
clever.
Guys, sometimes I just do these for Michaela.
Thank you so much.
You know?
Thank you.
It's a big day for her. We've been building up to this all week, and I want her happy as she goes off on her next big adventure, this time to California through the storm.
And I'm going to hold Swinona in my heart. When I'm getting stressed out, I'm going to think of that name and feel better.
I don't think you will. I got to be honest. I don't think you will because I think Swinona is about to be replaced and she didn't even get there yet.
Oh, God.
Wildlife work. Did you say you watched the video? Did you say you skipped ahead in the story and watched the video?
No. I was watching other videos that you sent me for the umpteenth time.
And I just
known by heart.
And I went in and showed her they got a new at the Seattle Aquarium. They usually only have northern otters, and they've now gotten their first southern otter from the Monterey Bay Aquarium, Ruby, who couldn't hack it on her own in the wild. So they brought her back into the aquarium, and now. I guess Seattle's better equipped, and she's their first southern otter.
Yeah, she's a southern lady who needs a family in Seattle.
And we're totally taking a field trip to go to the Seattle Aquarium to see Ruby. You'll love this. What? And when I saw that it was a baby otter story, I thought that was the story, was the Ruby story.
Well, it's a great story.
No, there's Indium. This might even be better.
God, what?
Same wildlife work. I believe the same wildlife workers. Central California. I believe Monterey Bay Aquarium, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Saved a baby otter that got separated from its mama. They used a really clever trick to reunite them. So they had the baby. And they've got her on the boat. And they're just kind of holding her
out. The baby?
Yeah. And they're just holding her.
Like Simba.
Yeah, kind of. And they're holding her out over the water. And so the baby is crying.
No!
Right? Crying for its mama.
No.
Mama doesn't show up. And they're like, okay, well, we can't do this all day.
Oh, my God.
So they recorded the baby crying out for its mama on somebody's phone and just literally set the phone down on the deck of the boat and just let it play. And then the mama showed up.
No.
And then they went back out and they held the baby over again. And mama was like, give her to me. And they put her in the water.
There's a video of this? Is there a video of this?
Sorry, guys. Gotta go. That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome, 7:06 on Friday morning, the 21st day of November, 2025. 13 days till Toy Drive.
Ooh.
And the part that'll weird you out is Monday. Monday will be 10 days till Toy Drive.
Insane.
And it's on. You know what I mean? It should, at that point, it's on.
Yeah.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. You're all set for your California trip this weekend.
Yes.
But you're back Sunday night. Special holiday show at the Doberman, right?
Yes.
Doberman.
The Doberman. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. We're there 6 to 9. It's going to, I'm telling you, just the holidays. Right when it feels like Thanksgiving is approaching,
yeah,
it's on, perfect. Baby.
No, perfect.
Yeah.
Wrap up F1 weekend, all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
I know, F1's going wild.
Yeah.
The party's kicked off, I saw last night.
It was like, it was exciting. Oh my God, they're doing the construction. Okay, oh, the streets blocked off. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden, oh my God, the drivers are here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'm not an F1 guy. I'm just not. But the people that are,
oh, really
are super into F1.
Yeah,
kinda
super
like
hardcore.
Kind of like the people that are into WWE, way into WWE. The people that are into the WNBA are way into the WNBA.
Yeah, they're not passive at all.
No, crazy, crazy like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is now taken over. And the weather, honestly, I know it looks bleak right now, but I think as things move along, it'll just keep getting better. And they don't care. They run rain or shine, right?
Totally. I remember 2 years ago, it was so cold and rainy. Yep. They did their thing.
Yeah, they don't care.
Mm-mm.
Which I admire
Same.
About them.
Same.
NASCAR, soft.
That's hilarious.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so that all goes on. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Enchanted Night of the Nutcrackers. That starts tonight. I don't know if they're rain or shine. That's an excellent question somebody just asked me.
No.
But Enchanted Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark, world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more, returning tonight through December 28th. But I think you'll be okay. Honestly, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now at enchantchristmas.com. And away we go. It's the holidays. You know what I mean?
It's the holidays.
Away we go. Is that not weird? Only in Vegas would F1 weekend signify the beginning of the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like Thanksgiving.
Am I right?
The tree needs to be up once the cars are in the air.
Once F1 shows up, you're late.
Listen, F1 showed up and I walked into the studio today. There's holly with lights in it blinking. Somebody set it up in our studios. I don't know who did it, but yeah, they also obviously understand that this is the start of F1, the start of the holidays.
I found that interesting as well. I was like, well, at least somebody thought about us.
I love it.
It's very nice. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, there's 8 different settings on your, from cause a seizure to, oh, this is nice.
Oh, just a light twinkle.
Oh, and they actually work. Oh, look at this.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, but that's the thing. You want to get them turned off? You'll be there a while. You got to cycle through the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you'll see it on there. It's combination, in wave.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Sequential, slow glow.
Oh.
Slow glow, which makes me think of Coming to America. Let your slow go.
Beautiful.
Chasing and flash, slow fade, twinkle flash, steady on, and off.
And off.
And off.
Yeah, I'm on the slow glow.
Mine are on number 9. Off.
Oh.
Because I was like, I can't focus. I can't focus with these things on right now. You hear the music. Let's play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our new champion, Michelle Duong from Cadence, who put Cadence almost into the top 10. They've got 7 wins overall. Cadence, Eastside, and Whitney Ranch are tied for 11th. West Henderson at 10th. North Las Vegas and Northtown combined. Hey. They've got 9 wins each. Red Rock's got 10 wins. Hendertucky with 11. Wagon Wheel and Mountain's Edge with 12. Rhodes Ranch with 13. Spring Valley in the top 5, tied with Best of the West, 14 wins overall. Centennial Hills in 4th with 21 wins. Silverado Ranch in 3rd, 24 wins. Sunrise Manor, I guess they're still
the City of Champions.
They're in 2nd place, 25 wins. Aliante, comfortably in front, a week's worth of wins out in front with 30 wins overall. Our champion, Michelle Duong from Cadence, has asked to play for Zootopia 2 tickets today. We've got an advanced screening tomorrow. Disney's Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere, November 26th! !!
Damn right.
For real. So it comes out next week. You can see it tomorrow before anybody else. Caller number 25. You play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now. 702-364-9898. What was that?
Ooh, I'm still pumped on daughters. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I heard you calling.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Brand new champion alert on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Her name is Michelle Duong from Cadence. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How does it feel, champ? Did you wake up this morning? You go, I don't just feel like a champion today. I am a champion today.
What?
Oh, good. Nice. You still want to play for the Zootopia 2 tickets?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll do that. All right, hang on one second. We're going to go find your challenger. Who is that?
Someone who wants revenge. Oh, Paige no. Venuti oh. is back.
Oh, yes, dude. She is.
Mountain's
baby.
Edge.
Dude.
Moody Venuti coming back.
I'm sorry, what now?
I don't know. I said Moody Venuti.
Is that Moody or Nudy?
Either way, she's come Both. Back.
Moody, Nudy, Venuti. Oh, you never got called that in school. Did you marry into that name?
I married into that name, yeah, thankfully.
So
you,
thank God. Yeah, so your like kids it. Your kids
Cutie
have to deal
Venuti.
With it. Cutie Venuti. All of the things.
Mm-hmm.
All of the things. Yeah, I saw you yesterday on the caller ID, and I went, oh, I hope Paige gets back through. She wants redemption. A couple of days ago, Michelle, she tried and just came up against a buzzsaw. So, yeah, she's gunning for you. Be on your game. Be ready. You guys know how to play. Buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud. Make sure we hear you. Don't blurt an answer out until we call on you because you may think that you got... Yesterday, Michelle got in so far ahead of... Was it Jasmine that was our champion?
Yeah.
Then? Michelle got in literally by a second. And Jasmine was like, no, she didn't! And it was like, yeah, no, she did.
Uh-huh.
So you may not think so, but that's, you know, that's how it goes down sometimes. First 1-3 wins the game, and your quiz master, Michelle, get ready. Here comes your first question. Your quiz master, why do we call her the commissioner, Michelle?
Gordon.
Your phone is...
That's my girl.
Your phone is not good today, just so you know, because your last name is Gordon. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This pop star got COVID while on the Wicked Good for Press. Sorry, the Wicked for Good Press.
Michelle.
I think Michelle. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That she
yes.
gave the right.
Ariana. Yep.
Ariana Grande? Yeah, okay, good.
That's right.
Your phone is struggling. Champion one is. Okay, wait. How did that work, though? She said she got COVID on the carpet. Was that, did you still have it while you were still going out?
Those were not details that were included in the breaking news.
Right? Like, I keep that to myself,
I know.
Honestly.
She's just out there with COVID.
All right, then. One zip champ.
This singer's tour has grossed over $1 billion, making him the first male solo artist to hit that milestone.
Michelle. Taylor Swift.
One would believe that to be true.
Crap!
It is not. Do you have an answer, Paige?
The Weeknd?
Is it The Weeknd?
Yeah. Holy moly!
We had discussed this a while back. That he was either approaching it or whatever it was. I just would have never believed that it was The Weeknd.
That's why I'm surprised Paige said it. I didn't even say the songs that he sings, and she knew. It's him. Yeah.
You know, the key to this, too, it's the highest grossing solo male tour ever. So that's, if it was just tour overall, then I think you've got a case for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
$1 billion in revenue, sold over 7.5 million tickets. He's been on the road for 3 years. Since 2022, live shows across North America twice, Europe, Latin America, and Australia. And he's given a whole ton of money back to charity and still sold out into 2026, Mexico, Brazil, Europe, and the UK. A 3-night stand in Mexico City resumes the tour on April 20th.
Let's go.
Amazing.
Yep, good for him.
We're tied at one.
The first trailer for a movie with the first 5 films being led by Jennifer Lawrence has officially come out.
Michelle. Is it Hunger Games? Wait, so what was all... Oh, who did we just drop?
No!
Cutie Nudie Venuti left us!
No!
By the rules that have been set forth in the bylaws of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, the game is officially over. Oh, no, wait. No, it's not. Hold on.
She's back.
Hold on. She's back.
Paige called back.
Hang on.
Kay.
She's back.
Let her in.
She's back.
Controversy.
All right, Paige. Yeah, that was close. Whew. We'll let you back in. We almost awarded a forfeit. You okay?
Yeah, that was my son.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Just slap his hand.
He's like, get their attention, Mom. Hang up.
Right. You know, Mom, it's raining. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. So what was this thing about Hunger Games, Michaela?
So a trailer came out for the new Hunger Games.
There is?
Yeah, dude, there's another one, and it looks really good. I liked those movies.
I'm behind.
I liked Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, Champ. Champ Michelle 2. Page 1, son trying to sabotage her.
Yeah. This rapper who just gave birth had her umbilical cord dipped in gold chrome in the shape of
Michelle.
A heart.
Michelle for the win.
Is it Cardi B?
Yeah. Of course it's Cardi B. Of course.
I love Judy Venuti was like, yep. Answer 4. She was like, yep. Yeah, that's the answer.
Is that your son? Paige, is that your son?
He's in the car with me, yeah.
It sounded like it might be your son. Paige, one day we're going to get this right, and we're going to celebrate in a large way. That day is not today, but happy Thanksgiving. Although we'll be back. We'll be here on Monday. You can play then.
Oh, my son makes me call every morning, so we will definitely be playing again.
Love your son.
Wait, your son made you call, but then he hung up the phone?
He was trying to deny a phone call I was getting and accidentally answered it.
Which, by the way, I guarantee this is what that call was. Is that you on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Idiot. I'm in the middle of it. Stop.
That's hilarious.
Please. Okay, call us on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye. I'm not wishing you happy Thanksgiving because you're calling on Monday. She already hung up. Mm-hmm. All right, good. So, Michelle Duong, you now have Zootopia 2 tickets to go with your Smart and Final gift card, and we'll see you back here on Monday to defend your title. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Michelle Duong from Cadence, a two-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
So Lisa Johnny X on the phone, Michaela.
Yeah, what up, Lise?
Yeah, what up, Lise?
Hey, did you know that it's 13 more days to the
boy draft? That's our buddy right there.
Bought my bike for to drop off, and I also have my gift card ready to go. 13
Fantastic.
More days.
Look at you.
Let's go.
Nice. Thank you. Hopefully everybody else will pick up on the spirit. Hashtag feel the tingle. 13 days to toy drive.
They better, because you know what? Everybody should know how many days it is to toy drive.
Well, it would be nice. The thing that I have said for years is that while it's pretty much all encompassing in our world, and it's very important to us, and we know, not everybody knows. And I know that the perception is, oh, yeah. Well, and even how I go and introduce myself to a lot of people, I'll say, and they'll be like, oh, Chet Buchanan. Yeah, that name sounds familiar. I'll be like, I do a morning radio show. And they're like, no, I don't know. Yeah, for a long time I did UNLV football and basketball and everything. No, I don't know anything of that. Eventually we'll work our way around to, I'm the guy that lives on the thing and with all the bikes in the parking lot. Oh, that's you? Oh, yeah, that thing. But while that is how a lot of people, you know, if I am able to make a connection with somebody like that, there are still a ton of people that just don't know.
Yeah.
So right now, spread the tingle, which I know sounds suspect. But
I'm shouting it from the hills.
What's that?
I'm shouting it from the hills.
Shouting it from the hills.
Love that. Are you in town for Thanksgiving or out of town for Thanksgiving?
I am in town for Thanksgiving.
Beautiful.
Good.
Then we'll see you on Monday.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
No, we'll talk before then. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day. Bye. Speaking of Thanksgiving, ever wondered how much that Thanksgiving meal impacts your health? They went around and asked a bunch of doctors. Now, if you're like me, the reply to that is, No, I actually don't want to know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I don't care. Shut your yap.
Yeah.
But I think the news may surprise you. You know, where, because honestly, my wife and I had a conversation about it. We're like, all right, well, we'll lock it down. We'll lock it down moving into the blessed event. But, you know, all bets are off. All bets are off on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, duh.
For real. All bets are off on Thanksgiving.
And that turkey makes you tired. You just need to eat and rest. You can have one day.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's some people that you got to be careful no matter what the day is.
Yeah.
However, you're probably not one of those people. And we've got good news for you coming up. Also, relationship rehab. Oh, my God. Hang on. This button here.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Yeah, a little bit racy. It's a touch racy on a Friday edition of Relationship Rehab, brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes.
Let's go.
You saw my dad where? Doing what?
Ooh.
It's spicy, and it's coming up next.
Ready in the morning?
While I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
13 days until Toy Drive, 6 days until Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Let's go. I'm ready for all of it.
I'm ready for all of it, too.
I'm ready for all of it. If you've ever wondered how much that one big meal can impact your health, I have. I thought about it. And listen, I know what happens with me going into the weekend. If I crush a pizza and slam some beers down my neck, I know that I might have to lock it down a little on Monday and Tuesday and maybe step up the workout a little
bit.
By the way, your workout video of you, I don't know what they call those Russian crunches. What is it where you do the, where you...
when I fell off the machine?
We bend over the thing and then you come back up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do they call those?
Just like, they're just to get your hamstrings going.
Yeah. Anyway, and then Michaela's foot slipped. It was like, what I think I look like?
It's me looking cool. What I actually look like? Flipping over. You know what made falling. It worse, though?
Did you break your nose?
No, I broke my spirit. I literally, Jay Cutler was in. And if you know Jay Cutler, he's like Mr. Olympia. So I'm actually, was texting my trainer earlier this morning. Because my trainer is also like my best pal. Jay Cutler was complimenting me beforehand.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
By the way, he likes you.
Well, I don't even know if he does.
Yeah, you're little and you're dark.
But he was like, hey, dude, you look really good. You look super conditioned. And I was like, thanks, dude. Didn't even know that you knew who I was. Appreciate it. Complimenting me. My trainer is like, that's enough. Let's go. Like, totally gets in the way.
Get away from her.
But then I was like, this is awesome. Jay the Cutler.
Yeah.
And I just walked my little confident butt right over to that machine, flipped right over it. And I was like, I hate myself. I just
that's also the part he likes about you.
Well, it was mortifying. So.
He and I don't know each other.
No.
At all.
You think he likes my pizzazz?
Believe it or not.
My clumsiness.
When I used to, before Golds became EOS, I used to do a thing with him. When I got big and when I was jacked, I was like 230 and jacked. When I met my wife, oh no, I totally bait and switched her. I was 230.
Good for you.
I was 230 and jacked. And
now you're talking about Thanksgiving meals, what not to do.
Yeah.
Here we are. Don't do too much stuffing.
No, I'm 220 and or 200 and dad bod.
No, you look awesome.
So here's the good news. They asked a bunch of doctors, how bad is this Thanksgiving? They said for the average person, not at all.
Okay, great.
Not at all. Your biggest risk is a little indigestion, maybe a little heartburn. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got congestive heart failure or whatever else, maybe,
take a step back.
Put a lid on it.
Yeah.
You know, but take a step back. Exactly. Really, the issue comes from if you're Uncle Ned and you drink too much. That's where the problem comes. Or improper food handling. They say more people get sick from too much booze or from improper food handling than all the rest of it combined.
Yeah. I believe it. Listen, I was at Toy Drive last year for my first year. People kept bringing donuts and stuff, and it was so good. I was having such a nice time. I had to cut back. My whole body looked like a roly-poly by the end of it. Yeah. So you just have a couple bites, then be cool.
And again, the rules are don't bring food. I'd rather you spent that money on another $5 gift card.
Yeah.
I would rather you spent that money on another toy. We've got food. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can't help themselves.
Yeah.
That's how they show love. And I get it. But don't, I mean, you don't need to bring me food at all. My wife takes care of it.
Oh, and she sure does. I've seen her in action. She's the best, dude.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I'm on a strict food regimen during toy drive with enough protein, proper amount of fats, the proper amount of carbs, some but not too many, the proper amount of electrolytes.
God, I love her.
Because after that whole, you know, having a heart valve replaced.
Of course, you're going to be so careful.
Yeah, in 2022, she's, you know, for the record, my cardiologist, not in favor of toy drive, but that's another story for another time. Relationship re-up coming up next. Spicy.
Let's go.
Spicy they relationship did. Rehab coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! A little bit past 8 o'clock Friday, the 21st day of November 2025. 13 days until toy drop.
Woo!
Which, weird enough, but this is where it really starts to come into focus for me, at least, because Monday, it's 10 days until toy drive, and that's not very many.
That's you know,
approaching single digits.
Fast now.
Like even right now, it seems like a ways off.
I feel like my heart just started beating.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 10 days till toy drive, you're like, oh crap.
And then it's just on.
Yeah, and then we're here, and then it's done, and away you go, and fingers crossed. The short version for toy drive, and a lot of people, thank you for asking. In all honesty, I'd love to see 8,000 bikes this year, and I'd like to see $800,000 in cash and gift cards. I also know that's a big ask. Dude, this could be the one that, every year could be the one that's 10,000 bikes and $1 million. Which would be that I don't know what I would do. Just even the thought of it.
Yeah.
It could also be the year that it's 5,000 bikes, which would still be good, but not quite what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm $500,000. You know what I mean? And it's so, like I say every year, I can't wait to see how it all turns out. On the 15th. Which will be here before you know it. But yeah, 13 days until toy drive. Just also to once again, hang on, let me push this button.
Parents, be advised that there is sexual content in today's show. It is definitely not for children.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Phil.
You, Doctor. That's so great you got him to call in.
That's an actual recording.
Parents, be advised that there is sexual content in today's show. It is definitely not for children.
He's here.
He's here. Oh,
he's here.
Is.
What else does he have to do?
Oh, yeah. What was I thinking?
Right now. Did he get canceled? Did I see somewhere he got canceled?
I don't know. I think he's still.
I mean, I think the show literally got canceled, but I don't know outside of that.
But like him personally, like people were mad at him for something.
I don't know. I used to like him.
You know who's getting so much traction is the comedian Adam Ray from...
He's the best.
From Kill Tony. The Seattle dude, Adam Ray.
I love him.
But he does a great Dr. Phil.
So good.
It's so funny. All right. Sorry, I'm dancing around this. Can you hear? Whenever I'm doing and ah, you can tell I'm uncomfortable. Anonymous.
What's going on?
Anonymous email. Just going to dive in. Again, parents, just know there'll be a lot more questions than answers. So it's your last warning. One of my good friends told me that he saw my dad at a swingers club one Friday.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, you don't have to live in Vegas very long to know where we're talking about. The person said that their friend is in the lifestyle. I knew my mom was out of town visiting her sister, so I suppose it's possible. Still quite surprising. My friend said my dad...
No.
Parents, be advised.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm stressed now.
My friend said my dad looked very much like an active participant.
No, I don't want
to. I don't want to say the joke was made of. I was going to go over and say hi, but he looked like he had his hands full.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that I may or may not have made that joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should have gone and said hi, but I guess he had his hands full.
Oh, my God. I hate this.
Do you?
Yeah, because my dad's doing this thing right now where he's telling me about him and his wife's dating life.
No, no. Let's just stay here.
Yeah, that's where my head's going.
Let's just stay here.
Got it.
Anyway, my friend said my dad looked very much like an active participant because now I'm grossed out because I know your dad for a long time.
I know.
Time
I didn't want to have to be there. I know.
So I asked my dad. So there's been a confrontation. So I asked my dad, and he admitted that, yeah. He swung through there from time to time.
Oh, my.
Ha, swung through. Yep. No pun intended. Yep. I did not mean that.
Heard it like that, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, he went in there from time to time. He confessed that my mom has lost all interest in intimacy and that it was an itch that he still needed to scratch. My dad believes it's harmless. Victimless crime. He cites how close our family is and how happy my mom is, especially since he's no longer bothering her about that.
Okay, period.
Now, Dad admitted that my mom did not know because she can't believe that a person can't just turn off that urge. My dad justifies that it's keeping balance in the family and everybody's happy. What you know doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, whatever.
Well, we all seen The Sopranos.
However that saying goes. He asked for my confidence. I told him, I don't know. Of course, this happens right before the holidays when I'm going to have to see my dad along with the rest of my family. What would you guys do? Do I let my dad keep his secret? I can take myself out of this right away because you know how I feel. You know. Do you know?
No.
You're looking at me.
I know because as you're saying, you know.
And I'm waving my hands around.
I'm waving around. I have no idea where you're going.
Really?
And usually I do.
Do you know me at all?
Yes, but maybe it's because I think you're not going to know where I'm going. Because I usually fall one way. Look at my face. Telepathy.
No. I think you and I are the same.
Are we?
Oh, I believe you and I are the same.
Okay.
I have a thought that I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Remind me at the end to say it.
Okay, well. Okay.
But I believe we're the same. 702-364-9898. Jonas Brothers tickets. 4 of them. Jonas 20, greetings from your hometown tour. I don't know why that feels like a backhanded joke to me, but I don't know.
Greetings from your hometown?
Here's looking up your address. I don't know.
Listen, I'm just still thinking about this poor guy.
Oh, yeah. Jesse McCartney, Franklin, don't call him Frank the Tank, Jonas, and Delisa, MGM Grand Garden Arena, not tomorrow, but next Saturday. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, 4 tickets for you right now, but we're going to need to know. What would you do? Would you let Dad keep his secret? 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, relationship re-up. Think about this for me for a second. Michaela, I need help.
Okay.
So there's either, yes, tell or shut your mouth. Okay, those are the two options.
Okay.
And we'll come back around to that. Anonymous email. One of my good friends in the lifestyle. Oh, by the way,
I love how they're saying that too. My friend who's in the lifestyle.
Well, just so you understand.
Yeah, respectful.
Just say, here, we'll do this one.
Due to some sexual content, parental discretion is advised.
That guy's name is Joe Cipriano. He's been the voice of CBS and Fox.
That's awesome.
For many, many years, a former radio guy. Really good dude. I've known him for a long time. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Nice.
But you have been warned, parents. Don't want to hear about it. One of my good friends in the lifestyle. Mommy, what does in the lifestyle mean? See, that's on you. We told you. Mm-hmm. One of my friends in the lifestyle told me he saw my dad at a club a couple Fridays ago.
Dad!
We all know which one if you've lived here at any. Mommy, what's he talking about? That's on you.
Yeah.
The green door, sweetie. I'll tell you about it.
Just say it, yes.
I'm assuming. I mean, because honestly, I wouldn't know. If you said name another one, I'd be like, I'm out. I would lose the game.
Same. I don't think yeah.
Yeah. We all know green door. Do you know another? Do you know another one?
No.
Adrian.
No.
Adrian.
What's that?
No. Adrian. No, I'm just kidding.
Google it. Nope.
Nothing. Yeah, no, not on the work computer. We talked about this earlier this week. I knew my mom was out of town visiting her sister, so I suppose it's possible, but still quite surprising. My friend said my dad looked very much like an active participant.
I hate this.
Okay, what's grosser, that or Cardi B's placenta necklace?
Listen, no. Seeing your the friend's dad.
Yeah,
you can never unsee that, babe. And you know those people.
And now I'm seeing your dad because you brought it up a minute ago.
I know. Thanks, I know. I'm sorry. I don't want the information either. Now everyone has to have it.
It's a lot more difficult. That's right. We're all sharing.
Everyone's
going
to suffer.
Misery. That's right.
But, yep.
It's a team sport, people.
That's right, you guys. We have each other's backs.
What'd you say? There's no I in team, but there's an I in.
Win and rings.
And
championships.
In rings. Right. So I asked my dad. He admitted to it. He goes there from time to time. He confessed that my mom has lost all interest in intimacy and that it was an itch that he still needed to scratch. My dad believes this is harmless, victimless crime. He cites how close our family is and how happy my mom is since she... I'm like, why is my watch blowing up? Okay, Red Rooster, I hear all of you.
I'm dying.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
My friends.
How could you forget?
You're like, this one has really great Yelp reviews. One of them is mine.
Yeah, the chicken fingers. Hilarious. You guys are all hilarious. Back to the story. He cites how close our family is and how happy my mom is, especially since she is no longer burdened by him asking for that.
Right.
She doesn't have to worry about it. She's not interested. Dad also went on to admit that mom does not know because mom doesn't understand how you can't just turn it off. Because she did. She has.
Mm-hmm.
And that. Dad. Okay, one person just came up with a third option, and now I think they're just making things up. But okay.
That's okay. I got a text that said the chicken fingers at Sapphire are really good. You mentioned chicken fingers, and that was the text I received.
Honestly, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are my friends. So.
I heard the steak is good. No, no, that's it. What's the other one by the freeway? What's the one by? Never mind.
Dad, hate us this morning.
Dad, so mom doesn't know. Because she can't believe you can't just turn it off. Dad says, hey, look, everybody's happy. He used the term balance in the family. And he has asked for my confidence, the son's confidence. I told him I didn't know how I feel. Of course, this happens right before the holidays. Do I let my dad keep his secret? Remember, the options are yes, tell. No, keep your app shut. Okay?
Okay.
Remember that in just a minute.
Okay.
Adrian, who's first?
We'll start with Michelle, line six.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. Happy rainy Friday.
Happy rainy Friday. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Who's on TV? Oh, happy Big Bully. Big Bully Turf was just on Fox 5 with a giant toy drive logo. Bragging about, and humble brag, obvious, But you know what I mean? Bragging, and rightfully so, that they are the sponsors of the Sea of Bikes.
Yes!
They're also the sponsors of Relationship Rehab, so the whole thing timed out. And Carla looked amazing in the commercial.
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
Oh, sorry to be distracted.
No, that's awesome.
So, Michelle, do you let Dad keep his secret?
No, that's not right.
Okay, so we are right. On the count of three, yes, tell, or keep your yap shut. One, two, three.
No.
Keep your yap shut.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
keep your yap shut.
Sorry.
I know. No, I said, listen, I'm beating myself up. I'm beating myself up as you're saying it. Stop.
Well, good. I'll beat you up too.
I know. I literally stop because I know.
Here are your choices, Michaela.
Okay. Do it again. Shut up. I know. I hate myself. Do
One,
it.
Two, three. Keep your yap shut. Okay, I thought so too. Because you brought up Sopranos, and I was like, ooh, you'd be betraying your people. You don't.
Well, I'm struggling because I'm a big truth teller.
You are a big truth. Oh,
but
yeah.
I always tell the truth, but it's stressing me out.
Michelle, are you one of those that you always have to tell the truth? Total honesty?
Yeah, it's wrong to the mom. I mean, who knows? It could go the other way. Mom could really understand. Maybe just at the time when he mentioned it wasn't the right time, but maybe now is.
It could also blow up the family. It could also destroy the family.
I've been in a similar situation, and it all worked out.
Yeah, I get it. This all worked out. You know what else worked out for you? Four Jonas Brothers tickets. That's what worked out for you. Oh, I know.
Thank you.
Next Saturday, clear your schedule. We're going to Jonas Brothers.
Oh, so fun.
Awesome. I will. Childhood coming back.
Right? All right. Hang on one second. And by the way, do you call him Franklin now, or do you still call him Frank the Tank Jonas?
Stop.
Franklin.
Yeah, I would love to get clarification on whether we can still call him Frank the Tank or not.
It's important.
All right. So, holy, all the way through. Nikki, you say tell her why.
Because, like, if he says that it's completely harmless and, like, it's not hurting anybody, then why don't you just tell her?
Ooh, you've run circles around us with your logic.
I know, and I knew it was coming.
Damn it. You're making a lot of sense.
Feel like, yeah, if he's like, oh, it's harmless, it doesn't hurt anybody, it's just, like, then just tell her.
What's
like,
the big deal?
If you think it's going to ruin the family, then that's on you, kind of.
That sucks.
It's on the mom!
That sucks, Nikki, and it's so,
so good.
True.
It's so good.
It's so funny. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Mark, you say you do not let Dad keep his secret. Why?
Listen, I'm in a support group with and there's a guys like that with who's into that lifestyle. So yeah, we talk about this a lot, and you got to tell her.
Well, I can't dispute that. I can't argue with you there either. No. I'm still not telling, but I can't argue with what you're saying. I can't. Brittany, talk some sense into these people. Why do you keep your mouth shut?
It's the holidays. We need to keep our mouth shut.
Yeah, why ruin Christmas?
It's a holiday. That's my favorite answer.
Do you tell mom in April? Britt?
Yeah.
Do you tell mom in April?
No, I wouldn't tell her.
Ever.
I would have him tell her.
Ever.
No. I don't want to tell him.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I saw my dad doing things.
It's yuck. So hard for me.
Just
I
even
always,
the thought.
Oh,
just
my
yuck.
God.
Just yuck. Oliver, you say keep the secret.
Yes, keep it.
Right. All right, get back to taking care of the kid.
But it's not keeping it because it's shady. It's just, oh, I don't know. I just
whatever
feel,
makes you feel good, Michaela.
It's going to make stop, I know. Stop me trying to reason. Shut up. I'm going to join. Who's in that support group? I'm going to join.
I'll stand by this. Why? No good comes of it. I get it. You've got to tell the truth. You've got to be honest. Mom, I don't like it. Let me tell, can I also say, lest I sound like a horrible person?
Yeah.
And every time I say this, I always wonder if my wife's not sitting at home going, what's he keeping from me?
Oh.
You know? What kind of BS?
I know.
Is this guy thinking he's getting away with it? First of all, I'm thoroughly convinced that my wife can read my thoughts, so I know that I can't get away with Jack.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I just sometimes I think discretion is the better part of valor. And sometimes, you know, and nobody has brought up the idea that, by the way, you ever need anything from your dad? He ain't saying no. You got him.
Oh, my God. Not holding it over his head for the rest of the
You got him. No. You never have to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Because he already knows. You never have to remind him of it. You just know you've got that. It's there in your pocket. Maybe investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out. I mean, I don't know how you're going to ask your mom if she's still interested in doing it with your dad. I think that's weird. But that's the weirdest. But.
Yeah.
But maybe do a little investigating. I mean, because if he's just out there screwing around, literally.
It sounds like also that she's like done. Like she's like, she doesn't understand why he can't turn it off because she can. So it's like click done.
Yeah. And he's like, this is still something I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal. Like that's a big change in the relationship.
But I'd love to go back to that first. Because I skipped a detail, and I usually don't do that.
What?
It says it right there. Yeah, mom doesn't know, because she can't believe you can't just turn it off. It's not going to turn out okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to reference.
I'm sorry, I missed.
No. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like she's going to be receptive.
Nope.
She's going to be like, I hate you.
Not one bit.
Yeah. God, I really love telling the truth. But I feel like mom will get her food.
Sometimes it's...
Why did that girl say, no, it's the holidays. April.
Yeah, don't do it. Well, that's why I said maybe, and I was trying to think of, okay, what's the clearest time of course. The year?
What happens March? Yeah, nothing.
Oh, you March. Ruined my Arbor Day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Look at that. Right on the money, 9 o'clock on Friday morning, the 21st day of November 2025. 13 days until Toy Drive.
Here we go.
Look outside. It looks like it, too, doesn't it?
Listen, it's cozy. And then we came in, and I don't know what little Christmas angel put, like, Christmas wreath all over our
looks like it inside,
studio.
Too.
Uh-huh. That I feel it. I'm feeling the tingle, baby.
Next week, sunny and 70, as God intended it. if you live in the desert.
As it should be.
As it should be.
That's what he wanted.
I don't know what this crap is out here right now, but
what'd you say early in the break? You were like, the perfect ideal toy drive weather is,
oh God, yesterday afternoon.
That's cloudy, your favorite.
Cloudy and 55, maybe 60, but I for me personally,
that's what works best for you. Well, it is personal, because if it's too much, you like your hands start to crack, like your skin really does start to get affected by being outside for all those days.
We finally found out a couple of years ago that it is a form of eczema, and there's ways to kind of mitigate it. We haven't found a way to eliminate it, but it's weird. So I get like these blisters and whatever, but honestly, and I have these little scars on my hands too from that. And in a way I'm kind of proud of that. You know what I'm saying?
Scars
that.
Are dope.
It remind you of
scars
are toy
dope.
Drive.
Chicks dig scars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say related, but not at all. You know what I also love is world records. And this one is, I love it.
Tell me.
Jessica Martinez of New York now has a Guinness World Record. She has the largest afro on a living female. Which begs the question, do they have that for dead females? I don't think so.
No, I don't
know why they have to say living.
I think because your hair still grows when you're dead.
It does. I suppose.
You guys, it does for a little while.
If you were wondering, her hair measures 11.42 inches tall, 12.2 inches wide, and 6 feet 2.87 inches around.
Wow.
And she looks stunning.
Oh, you have a picture?
Yeah, she's gorgeous. That's dope.
I haven't seen the picture. Hang on.
I love, yeah, look at it.
Come look through the window. Yes or no?
I love that queen.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Wait, screenshot it and send it to me.
She's beautiful.
Girl, if you don't use your computer.
Adrian, just screenshot it to me.
Just use ChatGPT.
Forget, I don't want to look now. Forget it.
The former world, yeah, I don't even care now.
Whatever, I don't care anymore.
The former world record, the former record holder who held the title for 15 years since 2010,
dang,
officially passed the honor to Jessica at a New York hair salon, which is very sweet.
Love it.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. And then it's like world peace, blah, blah, blah. I love it. No, it is. What I hope people will think when they see us or meet us is at the end of the day, I love myself, she loves herself, and we're both just trying to get people to love themselves.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Were beautiful.
But still, Jessica, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful, Chet. Learned a few things from those beauty queens you've been working with for so many years.
That'll be a grande latte. Beautiful. No, you're beautiful.
Oh,
Michaela did that.
God,
at the Starbucks
I hate myself.
The other day.
I know.
Jessica stopped chemically straightening her hair during her freshman year of college 11 years ago.
Good for her.
She said, when I found out that I broke the record, I was actually in shock. I didn't know there was a record.
It's awesome.
So there you go. And I was going to tell you a story about a guy who stabbed another guy with a samurai sword, but okay, the long and the short of it is, have you ever known anybody who has a samurai sword?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
When you ask them, why do you have that? What do they tell you?
Because it's a samurai sword.
And do they, okay, I've known a couple of people that have had them, and I've said, why do you have that? And they go, protection.
From what?
They never threw that line out.
A guy, home invasion, and the guy stabbed him with his samurai sword. And I was like, well, what do you know about that?
You know what, though? Credit to them, because if I walked in and someone had like a samurai sword and not like a gun for protection, I might turn around. I mean, I wouldn't rob anyway. I would never go into someone's house without permission.
I would definitely reconsider if they have the samurai sword.
Yeah.
Especially if they're there in their chonies or whatever.
Totally.
Then I start thinking they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazier than I am.
It's 100%.
I'm going the opposite with this. I'm like, who's this dork? Hey, bro, this ain't Karate Kid.
Yeah, until he gets you with his
off of that
sword.
TV. Where's your jewelry?
But they're most likely, you know what I mean? Like, they're most likely the ones to actually swing it.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking.
Yep, they're going to do it.
I don't know. People with... this is a much longer conversation than what we have time for.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Right on the money, 9 o'clock on Friday morning, the 21st day of November 2025. 13 days until Toy Drive.
Here we go.
Look outside. It looks like it, too, doesn't it?
Listen, it's cozy, and then we came in, and I don't know what little Christmas angel put, like, Christmas wreath all over our
looks like it inside,
studio.
Too.
Uh-huh. That I feel it. I'm feeling the tingle, baby.
Next week, sunny and 70, as God intended it. if you live in the desert,
as it should be.
As it should be.
That's what he wanted.
I don't know what this crap is out here right now, but
what'd you say early in the break? You were like, the perfect ideal Toy Drive weather is,
oh god, yesterday afternoon.
That's cloudy, your favorite.
Cloudy and 55, maybe 60, but for me personally,
that's what works best for you. Well, it is personal, because if it's too much, you like your hands start to crack, like your skin really does start to get affected by being outside for all those days.
We finally found out couple of years ago that it is a form of eczema, and there's ways to kind of mitigate it. We haven't found a way to eliminate it, but yeah, it's weird. So I get like these blisters and whatever, but honestly, and I have these little scars on my hands too from that, and in a way I'm kind of proud of that. You know what I'm saying?
Low-key,
yeah, scars
that
are dope.
It reminds you of
scars are
Toy
dope.
Drive.
Chick stick scars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say related, but not at all. You know what I also love is world records. And this one is, I love it.
Tell me.
Jessica Martinez of New York now has a Guinness World Record. She has the largest afro on a living female, which begs the question, do they have that? Do they have that for dead females? I don't think so.
No, I don't
know why they have to say living.
I think because your hair still grows when you're dead.
I suppose.
You guys, it does for a little while.
If you were wondering, her hair measures 11.42 inches tall, 12.2 inches wide, and 6 feet, 2.87 inches around.
Wow.
And she looks gorgeous. Stunning.
Oh, you have a picture?
Yeah, she's gorgeous. That's dope.
I haven't seen the picture. Hang on.
I love, yeah, look at it.
Come look through the window.
I love that queen.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Screenshot it and send it to me.
She's beautiful.
Girl, if you don't use your computer.
Adrian, just screenshot it to me.
Just use ChatGPT.
Forget. I don't want to look now. Forget it.
The former world. Yeah, I don't even care now.
Whatever. I don't care anymore.
The former world record. The former record holder who held the title for 15 years since 2010 officially passed the honor to Jessica at a New York hair salon, which is very sweet.
Love it.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. And then it's like world peace, blah, blah, blah. I love it. No, it is. What I hope people will think when they see us or meet us is at the end of the day, I love myself, she loves herself, and we're both just trying to get people to love themselves.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Were beautiful.
But still, Jessica, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful, Chet. Learned a few things from those beauty queens you've been working with for so many years.
That'll be a grande latte. Beautiful. No, you're beautiful.
Oh,
Michaela did that.
God,
at the Starbucks
I hate myself.
The other day.
I know.
Jessica stopped chemically straightening her hair during her freshman year of college 11 years ago.
Good for her.
She said, when I found out that I broke the record, I was actually in shock. I didn't know there was a record.
It's awesome.
So there you go. And I was going to tell you a story about a guy who stabbed another guy with a samurai sword, but okay. The long and the short of it is, have you ever known anybody who has a samurai sword?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
When you ask them, why do you have that? What do they tell you?
Because it's a samurai sword.
And do they? Okay. I've known a couple of people that have had them, and I've said, why do you have that? And they go, protection.
From what?
They never threw that line out.
A guy, home invasion, and the guy stabbed him with his samurai sword. And I was like, well, what do you know about that?
You know what, though? Credit to them, because if I walked in and someone had like a samurai sword and not like a gun for protection, I might turn around. I mean, I wouldn't rob anyway. I would never go into someone's house without permission.
I would definitely reconsider. If they have the samurai sword,
yeah,
and especially if they're there in their chonies or whatever,
totally,
then I start thinking they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazier than I am.
It's 100%.
I'm going the opposite with this. I'm like, who's this dork? Hey, bro, this ain't Karate Kid.
Yeah, until he gets you with this samurai
sword. Off of that TV, where's your jewelry?
But they're most likely, you know what I mean? Like, they're most likely the ones to actually swing it.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking.
Yep, they're going to do it.
I don't know. People with... this is a much longer conversation than what we have time for.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Did you see this thing online, Michaela, about the woman in Pennsylvania? Her name's Brianna. She's going pretty viral, and with good reason.
No.
She got a disorderly conduct charge, and I'll tell you why. And it's wrong. I'm straight up, it's wrong.
Okay.
Back in September, Brianna and her little sister went to Walmart because they were having craft night and they wanted to pick up art supplies at the Walmart. She goes to the self-checkout and on that little, you know, on the little table next, you know, where you're supposed to put all your stuff?
Yeah.
$20 bill. Just sitting there.
Okay.
She looks around. She wasn't, you know, like she wasn't somebody else had not just left. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like she could have gone, hey, lady, you forgot your 20. It was just she walked up. There was nobody else around. 20. There was no employees around. And she went, okay, It's my lucky day. I found a 20.
That's awesome.
Put it in your pocket. Didn't think anything of it. About a week later, Brianna gets a call from the police. Somebody had gone back and reported the money missing. The store reviewed the cameras and through her credit card info, because I'm assuming that's the only way they would be able to do it, somehow they were able to track her down.
Okay.
And they told her that in Pennsylvania, if money is left on the ground or anywhere else, it's a crime if you take it without making a reasonable attempt to find the owner. So they charged her with what they call a summary offense. I believe that's a ticket. For disorderly conduct. She went online saying that she did get a lawyer to get the charge dismissed, provided she returned the 20, which she did. And she says that she initially offered to pay the other person 50 just to make it all go away.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, the cop said, no, crime is crime is crime. Right? Apparently, this finders keepers thing is a big deal in Pennsylvania. What do you think would have been fair? Just let her give the 20 back and everybody go on their way.
Literally,
yeah?
Let it go.
And what do you call a reasonable attempt?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, if she looked around and didn't see anybody, to me, that's a reasonable attempt.
Yeah, we should just start yelling, hey, who forgot a 20? Everyone will be like, me, I did, I did.
It's my 20. Yeah. And the idea that they went back through and looked through the security cameras.
That's crazy.
I get it. Hey, look, maybe that was your last 20 and you really need that 20. But if she offered you 50 to let it go away, that's wild.
It sounds like people have a lot of time on their hands.
It's wild. They let people walk out. And I'm not knocking. I mean, because this could have been any store. The fact that the people are able to just walk out of stores with stuff and they can't stop them, but they went back and looked through the security camera.
Uh-huh. No, it's not.
Back down to 20.
Sounds like there's a personal vendetta there.
Or no employee in that area. It's crazy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. So we're all on the same page on that. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's The More You Know. Before we go, before we head out on a Thanksgiving weekend. By the way, shout out to everybody because this town doesn't stop. And so much love to everybody who's working over these next couple of days.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We see you and we appreciate you. And, you know, like if you got to stop into the store at the last minute, that's your fault that you got to go in at the last minute. Be nice to those people. They don't want to be there either. So,
yeah. Be sweeties.
Felt that we should say that. I was reading a thing the other day about how Yahoo completely blew it. Like they had a chance to buy Facebook early on. They had a chance to just grow. They could have bought Google early on, but Yahoo thought that they were too cool and that like Facebook was too expensive and that they were doing them a favor.
Sure.
Same thing with Google and all that kind of stuff. And they were just talking about all the missteps. MySpace also had the opportunity to buy Facebook for $75 million back in 2005. All of that was early, you know?
Early.
MySpace was the big dog, and Facebook was just starting out, and they had a chance to buy them for $75 million, which seems like a lot. But I don't know if you're aware, 20 years later, Facebook is now worth $1.5
trillion. What?
Yeah.
Trillion,
and they could have got it for $75 million.
That's insane. Oh my god, do you think they stay up and they're just like, we could have had $1 trillion?
I think the Yahoo people, yeah, and maybe the MySpace people too, because MySpace still exists, but basically it's just a bunch of broken links to pictures and songs and whatnot. It might still be worth a couple million or so, but
true,
whatever. Do you know, could you get into your MySpace?
I can't get in, but I was like able to pull it up at one point. And I was like, girl, it was so who I was at that age.
My password or my username is connected to an email that doesn't exist anymore. The email company, there were some local guys.
Yes.
I can't even remember who they were, but great guys. There's one of them I still talk to, but I can't think of what the email name was. And anyway, I can't, because that email server no longer exists, I can't get into the MySpace.
That's so annoying. Do you remember who your top 8 were? I don't want to go crazy, but do you even remember?
No, I don't think so.
I know.
I could make a solid guess, but yeah, no, no. There are 14 states that have more than one time zone. Alaska is one of them. And I think a lot of these, it's kind of like a sliver of the state. Mm-hmm. Alaska is one of them, which I didn't realize. Florida, Idaho, and I know Idaho is just a little sliver, kind of in the southern part. Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oregon is just a little baby bit of it too. Tennessee, Texas, Nevada has more than one time zone because I think we're, I don't know. We're a mountain time zone somewhere, but it's not here.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's just a, there's a baby bit of it somewhere. And then there's a spot, too, where you cross over into Arizona and you cross back and it's all that.
Uh-huh.
It is. Listen, if you're heading out of town for Thanksgiving, we're going to take the rest of the week off like most of America. Just have a great Thanksgiving. We're ever so thankful for you. We appreciate you so much. Toy Drive is coming in just a little over a week. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Adrian!
Yes, sir. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Survivor Series week for my wrestling fans, which means we have a lot of good content up on Unlikely, including interviews with WWE superstars Chelsea Green and Lash Legend. You can check that out again, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you guys for letting us wake you up every morning.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H-G-O-R-D-O-N. I will actually be with my band. We're doing the tree lighting at Tivoli Village.
Oh, my.
So we'll be performing all night Christmas carols. And we're so excited
today?
About it. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, you need to get into the holiday spirit. Everybody head to Tivoli.
Yeah.
No, that'll be a great time.
Isn't that cute? Just it's, like fun.
No,
so
it's
nice
fantastic.
Out.
You know what? Don't be shocked if you see me there nerding out. And
yes!
I'm not going to tell you.
And I'm going to bring you on stage if I see you. It's
my big bald head sticking out above the crowd because I'm just tall enough to be tall enough.
I know you're tall enough. I'll see you.
And by the way, buddy, I love you and I'm thankful for you. And Adrian, I know you're
love
off
you
doing
too.
Other stuff. Hey, thankful for you, bro. Thank you for everything you do. And you guys as well. I'll say it again. We love you and we're so thankful for you. Make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them. Call the whole crew on Thanksgiving and be good to somebody today. Tell them they're doing a good job, especially the folks that are working while you're off screwing around because they don't want to be there either. And we'll see you back here on Monday as we get ready for Toy Drive. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Beers, right?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.